Now, where we are at this moment is going back to the original plan that God had for the church. If we would look at Acts 1:8, it has something to do with what we were teaching. Praying in the Spirit is the secret to the supernatural life. If you look at Acts 1:8, I believe included in Acts 1:8 was the baptism or the filling with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I believe that anything you do for God, it has to be in the realm of the Spirit. And he told them definitely don't try to go out there without this. Didn't he tell them that? So I'm looking now in the realm of the Spirit to see how we can get back across this bridge, this worldly bridge or this religious bridge that had been built. So look, see in Acts 1:8, now that's a familiar verse. Now I'm going to be teaching on praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit, praying in tongue is the secret to the supernatural life. As soon as you start praying in the Spirit, you enter into the supernatural. What is the supernatural? The supernatural is a spiritual realm where God functions, where God operates out of the ordinary. Okay? So here in Acts 1:8, he said, but you shall receive power. You see that? Now that power has to do with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but it also has to do with being able to activate that power. The power is no good if you can't activate it. Praying in tongue is the thing that caused the joy that unspeakable and full of glory to come to life in you. Yes, all right, so you have to understand that. But you should receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and then he said what would come out of it. And you should be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Samaria, in Judah and in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. You see that, right? Now go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Actually, this is when it happened. Now, in the gospel, they didn't have this because it couldn't happen until after the resurrection. Are you here, Clan?
Yes, sir.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven like tongue like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. Now, the fourth verse bring us to the understanding of a person being baptized initially with the Holy Spirit, but pray very little or none in tongue. That's like having a car and never starting the engine. And so the prayer language in the Spirit has been smothered by religion. Now, I want you to have a good understanding of this, because in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there's another type of tongue, which is a ministry gift. It's called divers kind of tongue. Okay, now, it had been augured, the fact had been augured, you can't speak in tongue anytime you want. The Spirit had to lead you. What are you talking about? Two different types of tongue. Your personal prayer, devotional language, you can speak it anytime. It's evidence of the power that resides on the inside of you, and it connect you with that power. It connect you with the supernatural, it connect you with the anointing and things in the realm of the Spirit. The gift, now we saw a gift operating in the church Sunday. The divers kind of tongue and interpretation is one of the gifts. The gifts operate as the Spirit will, but you can covet the gifts. And the more you covet the gift and go after the gifts, one thing God says you can covet after him and after his thing. It'll work, but it still works as the Spirit will. But praying in tongue, any one of you all who baptized the Holy Ghost can pray on the spot right now. And if you don't know the importance of something, it'll be just one of your agendas on your spiritual jogging. But I'm here to tell you how important it is. We're going to go over some more things, how important it is. But here in verse 4, is the original happening. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And right after that, right after they were filled, what it did? Now, what the third frame, what the next thing say? And so you have to believe that every time you open your mouth to speak in tongue, that the Holy Ghost is there to give you utterance. And so that's the supernatural language we have. We looked at 1 Corinthians 14:2, bear looking at it again. He that speaketh in a known tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mystery, secret, hidden thing, covered thing. So there's a lot of things in the spirit world born-again believers are not going to know unless they go further into the spirit realm, be baptized with the Spirit, yield to the Holy Ghost, get lost in a language that they can't explain, and God can show them things in the spirit realm. So it's a benefit. It's a blessing. All right? So you got that 1 Corinthians 14:2, right? See, the speaking mission. So we come to the conclusion many years ago that it's a way to exercise your spirit or exercise your divine right of being a spirit or exercise your right as being a speaking spirit. Speaking spirit. In other words, when you pray in tongue, it's your spirit that prays. So your spirit become a speaking spirit, speaking directly to God. If you look back in 1 Corinthians 14:2, it's a speaking spirit. Hey, you who I've been looking for. Uh-huh. You want you in the choir one time? Yeah, well, what month do I need to get you back in there? You been with me and my wife, we're talking about you today. I'm doing, I hadn't seen you. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor looking for a sheep, you know. Yes, amen.
Amen.
I thought she had got hot and left. I set all the prayers down. I said, she gone, man. Well, I got to kind of find her. That she, you know, people get hot sometimes, you know. Get hot, man, set me down. Set your own self down. Tongue, if you don't have this down, get it. Tongue is the language of the supernatural realm. In other words, miracles, signs, and wonders you have not been seen, you will start seeing them now because you can develop yourself going into that realm. Tongue, praying in tongue. You got me? All right? Praying in tongue is the language of the supernatural realm. All right? Now, here's another statement I haven't given you, I don't believe. The supernatural. We talk supernatural now. We're talking about nothing impossible. We're talking about God's ability locking with our ability to make something happen, all right? The supernatural is provoked by praying in the Spirit. The supernatural is provoked. See, if you need something to happen out of the ordinary in your own personal life, praying in the Spirit will provoke the supernatural to manifest on your behalf. Amen.
Amen.
All right? The supernatural is stirred by praying in the Spirit, or praying in tongue, or praying the Holy Ghost. The supernatural. And another way I'm going to say it, say you're in a situation you can't figure it out, like you're in a jam, and we'll learn some principles further down the line, but the supernatural is stirred up by praying in the Spirit. The supernatural is released by praying in the Spirit. And then there is, it seemed like I'm saying the same thing, but I want to get it in detail. The supernatural atmosphere is charged by praying in the Spirit. You want an atmosphere change? You start praying in the Spirit. You see, praying in the Spirit will change the whole atmosphere. Are you with me? All right, turn to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. And I will take you through this apostolically, as I've been taught it, that you have no idea there's so many things that praying in the Spirit can do. in Acts chapter 10. Verse 44, Peter down at the Gentile's house, Cornelius had called for him. And while Peter yet spake these words, you with me?
Yes,
what happened? Fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed was astonished, as many as came with Peter. Peter had the people with him, because that on the Gentile also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. How did they know they had the Holy Ghost? Verse 46. How did they know they had the Holy Ghost? For they heard them what? With what? And what? Praying in tongues magnifies God. Now, it enlarges the perception of God's power in your life. In other words, God expands in you. Well, look further down the line, God ideal, God understanding get bigger in you. You'll know how to deal with a situation beyond the norm. See, when God is magnifying, you magnifying with him. We'll see in the other statement here. So apart from meaning praise and thanksgiving to God, magnify means to increase in size and capacity. So in other words, let's see this way. Your spirit expands. Your capacity to hold more of God. See what I'm saying? When we magnify God, at the same time, we become magnified. Let me see, can I say it another way? When you're praying in tongues, God is getting bigger and bigger on the inside of you. Amen. God is getting, you may get discouraged. So you're praying in the spirit sometimes, look like nothing happening, but every time you pray in the spirit, something's happening. See what I'm saying? The enemy don't want you to pray in the spirit. So how many want God to get big and bigger on the inside of them? You mean you get bigger answers, bigger direction. You live a bigger life in the spirit. You brought your shouting clothes on? The bigger God get inside of you, the smaller the devil will be. In other words, you'll be big enough to call his bluff. Now, all of us know, none of us within ourselves is no match for the devil. We need spiritual expansion on the inside. We need the partnership of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen? All right. So again, now tongue, listen to this, enlarges your perception of God's power in your life. It creates a living bone. You create a boldness. You have that boldness, and you don't know how you're going to get over this thing or get through this thing, but you just know. You just trust God. You don't have time to go back in your own natural mind. You built your spirit up. Your spirit is in charge. Spirit in charge. Pray in tongues, man. God expand on the inside, getting larger and larger. He get bigger and bigger. And my fear of you gets smaller and smaller. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Man, Brandon, you know, you see a lot of faces, a lot of people, you know, you got different people. Just be praying in tongues. Everybody gets smaller and smaller, and God gets bigger and bigger. You get bolder and bolder. Then you can be a blessing. Move in the spirit. You not jail. Listen to me. Look at me. Listen. You not jail. Just pray in the spirit and trust God to give you direction. Don't worry about it. It moved worry, it moved fear, it moved doubt out of your life. All right? Now, I say it unto you in 1 Corinthians 14:2, it said, men, you speak unto God, not unto men, but unto God, and how be in the spirit, you speak mystery. We read that in 1 Corinthians 14:2. Then I found out that it's a two-way street. When you speak in tongue, it's God speaking to you. See, tongue is God's language. Go back to Isaiah 28 again. Go back to Isaiah 28. And anybody need a rest and some refreshing? You see, everything gone stale in life. Nothing working out right. And you decide by the Holy Ghost to pray in tongue. Now, some people think you're out your mind, but you know you're not out your mind. And then sometimes you need to go out your mind. So you can get some rest and relief. And so I stay pretty restful because I pray a lot in tongue. It's not that, listen, it's going to help you. It's not that everything's going right all the time. But I know it's going to be all right. Write that down. Write that down. It's not that everything's going right all the time, but I know it's going to be all right. What I'm working with, I know can't fail. I say what I'm working with, I know can't fail. So I just keep on praying in tongue. It keep looking like it's not going to work out. But I get bolder and bigger all the time that you're not going to take me out. When the dust get too flying, you're going to be down. You see? Because he's getting greater and greater and greater and greater on the inside of me as I pray in the spirit. See? And then it makes scriptures bigger. It make what God say bigger to me. Everything come out in bold letters. Here in Isaiah 28, I tell you, this is, it said in the 11th verse, for with stammering lips, what do you think stammering lips are? And another tongue, would he speak to his people? So in 1 Corinthians 14:2, we speak to him in tongue. And over here in Isaiah 28:11, I found out he's speaking to us in tongue. So that's why when you're speaking in tongue, you need to be ready for the Spirit to give some insight to your mind. This is supernatural. Now you're ready, oh my. Now you're ready where God said, my thoughts are not your thought. Now you're ready to receive some thoughts like God. Because when you're praying in tongue, interpretation are supernatural thoughts. Solutions for hard puzzles in life. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. What you're dealing with is not as hard as it looks. If you switch realm, that's got God designed you to be able to switch. If you switch in the spirit full blast and praying in the spirit to do that, then fear, worry, doubt, unbelief, all that got to leave because you're in another realm now. You're not in just in your mind now. You're not just in your body. You're in the spirit. Are you following me? Now look what he says the results of this is when God speaks to you in tongue, through tongue. Verse 12, to whom he said, this is the rest. Oh man, I got to be, he got to put no gun on me for the, understand it. This is the rest, man. What is that? This is the, what is that?
This is the rest.
Rest. You don't need to beat me across the head with this. I'm living in an unrestful world. Around unrestful people. They just like, and it's running up and down. What are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? We're going to do nothing now. We're going to pray to the Lord. Say, he out of his mind. Talk about praying to the Lord, man. He don't see we got a problem. Praying to the Lord solve problems. This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And not only is the rest, and this is the refreshing. But look what it says. Yet they would not hear. So traditionally people don't want to hear what praying in tongue will do for you. So praying in tongue gives spiritual refreshing and rest. Spiritual refreshing and rest. Praying in tongue is good for you because it refreshes and gives you spiritual rest. Amen? Yes, it is. Tongues, when I say tongue, you know I'm talking about praying in the Spirit, right? Tongue, praying in the Spirit will give you rest in the midst of warfare. Anybody ever been through some warfare? Yeah. Just pray in the Spirit. I mean, if you don't feel like it, just pray in the Spirit. And then a rest and a refreshing will come on you until this thing blow over. Now, how can I say that? That is a divine advance you have. I say that is a divine advance you have. What? I say that's a divine advance, a divine advantage you have when you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. You can be at peace while the war's still going on. Let's see, can you grip this? We all know that we're in a fight. And if we're not cautious, we can get battle weary. Been there? You ever worry about anything? Don't lie. A little fear ever come on you about something? Yeah, all y'all, you see blood. Just a little scratch in your hand. Mama said, come here, let me put a little deal. So here now, I don't want you to forget this. As a pastor to sheep, I don't want you to forget that. Thank God we can always get refreshed and rested as we release our prayer language. Don't you forget that. Don't you let nobody talk you out of that. You can get rest and refresh. Even though the things still, nothing haven't changed. Guess what though? You have changed. See, children, we must not worry about the scenario changing. Just make sure we change. You got that?
Yes,
change what? Change back in your rightful position as a child of the living God who never failed. So this too shall pass. This shall pass also. Just like all them other things passed that you thought were going to never pass. They passed, didn't it? But you can't have them passing and you panicking. So pray in the Spirit. Instead of, if you don't pray in the Spirit, you're going to panic. Some of the things the enemy is going to shoot at you. So this is how Paul kept himself strong, refreshed. Watch it. And on the cutting edge, even though all hell was a sign against him. He didn't say, thank God I pray in tongue more than all to be assured. He had to pray in tongue. And Leroy knows he has to pray in tongue. See? So my boldness comes from my infirmities that lean on his strength. You got that? So here, refresh, strong, refresh, and on the cutting edge. That's where I want you at. That's why we're going to go different places we leave here tonight. But wherever you be, I want you to be strong, refreshed, and on the cutting edge. Ready to use the sword of the Spirit at any moment. See? Because you're going to need it. You're going to get in a position that nobody else can do it for you. You got to stand up and do it for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And this supernaturalness, this secret here, we're learning more about praying in the Spirit. And you can take these things, and as you're praying in the Spirit, look at them and boost your faith to pray more. So Paul constantly prayed in tongue, and thank God that he spoke more in tongue than the whole Corinthian church. Paul was praying in tongue on the horse, off the horse. Now here's a statement. Here's a statement. Sharpness and accuracy in the spirit world. I'm about to make a gear statement. Sharp, being sharp and being accurate. Right, let me give you a statement now. Wow. Let me give you a statement now. Tongue increases your sharpness and accuracy in the anointing. Wow. Tongue increase your sharpness and accuracy in the abilities of God, in the abilities of Jesus, in the abilities of the Holy Spirit, in the abilities of the Word, in the abilities of the kingdom. Your citizenship rises when you pray in the Spirit. You become more of the other world than you are of this world. Ah, my goodness. My goodness. So this sharpness and this accuracy. You know what it means to be accurate in the Spirit? You hit your target every time. Being sharp in the Spirit means the first part of John 10 don't belong to you. You live in the second part. Because you'll catch him every time. You'll bind him. You'll resist him. You take what is yours by force. Now, beautiful story, beautiful lesson. Paul teaching 1 Corinthians 12 about the gifts of the Spirit. But he started that lesson off saying that you just can't be spiritually ignorant. A spiritual ignorant Christian. Don't sound right, do it? But it's true. Because if you're not moving in the Spirit, Satan is going to take you as one of the ignorant ones. You're not going to be able to function in the gifts. The gifts are so precious to us. So when you're praying tongue facilitates the entrance into the gifts of the Spirit. I mean, you used to be praying in tongue. You might be praying in your prayer language. All of a sudden, now you're going in the diver's tongue. And God give you interpretation. And then that's a solution for what you've been dealing with. Or who you've been praying for. I just had an experience today. My wife and I are sitting. We have not a medical doctor. I don't know what they got a name for him. But it treats you normally. You know, my wife and I go and get checked up and check them out, talk with her. We sat down talking with her. She was talking about her 44-year-old son who was a lawyer, and he got seizures and all kind of stuff. And just a few moments, I said, what is his name? She gave me his name. I said, all right, we got him. And about 3 minutes, somebody knocked on the door and interrupted our interview. And where she'd been trying to get an opening for him, they told her they don't know when they're going to have an opening. And they knocked on the door. She said, she come back in and said, that happened fast. Sometime when you pray in tongue enough and walk close enough to God, you don't have to pray about it or say nothing. That's Ephesians 3:20, you know. That's the Bible. That happened often. Not that I'm so great a guy, but if you locked up in the Spirit, if God see you getting your mind on something, sometime he go ahead of you and do it before you even say anything. Wow! You think I'm gonna be fighting all day long when that can happen? Huh? The 9 gifts of the Spirit are for us today. Now, here's what those gifts will do for you, you know. It's power gift, it's vocal gift, inspirational gift. Here's what they do for you. They give the believer the supernatural aid that we need to operate in the world. The moment you shut down speaking in the spirit or tongue, you shut down the miraculous 9 gifts from your life. Because you can't handle them. You cannot handle them with a certain level of the spirit. You got to have the rivers flowing. See, when the Bible says, out of that belly shall flow river of living water. That's takeover power, man. You have takeover power. Yes, sir, absolutely. You have, God designed us to have takeover power. We're not normal people. So why a point want to get me to act normal? I can't act normal. I know too much. Many, and I know I'm one, were affirmed that speaking in tongues was the making of their ministry. Paul did. I do not know many more. Now, I've been trying to get people to do this. I'm going to read this out. I've been doing this for years. It was this peculiar communication with God revealing to their soul that they would take a pad and jot down. See, when you go in prayer, and I'm telling you, it's not the, let me finish this whole statement. Jot down the beautiful things of God, the wonderful things of God, that he talked out their spirit and revealed to their heart. When you're dealing with something, you're praying in tongues, you don't know what you're praying, and all of a sudden, a phrase or a word come out. Now, this is the way he deal with me. I'd write that word, and I'd stop and I'd say, what is that, Lord? What is that? What is that? And I'll repeat it over, and I'll repeat that syllable in the spirit over and over again until I get some understanding. Matter of fact, I don't have to repeat it. Keep coming out. The same phrase keep coming out in broken syllable. And then I write it down. Sometimes it's a phrase. Sometimes it's a sentence. Sometimes it's 2 pages. Just write. I write as fast as I can. So that leads us up to another thing that tongue would do. Tongue enabled the believer access to the wonders of God. To the wonders of God. Give them a sign, wonders, miracles, tongue. Give us access to the wonders of God. Here's a good one. Turn to Revelation 1. Revelation 1. Amen. I think I'm praying in tongues going home at the house. Before I get to the house, man. Before I get back to the house, I'm praying in tongues. Hey, my goodness. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, and tongue will put you in the spirit too. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and something happened. See? And heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it to the 7 churches, what are at Asia and Ephesus, and to Smyrna and to Pergamos and to Thyatira and to Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks. It just pointed out that he was in the spirit, see. So listen now, because you want to hear this one. Try to enjoy this chair or something here. Sitting on the edge here, all this cushion up here. Hey, praying in tongue is fine-tuning your spirit man to be sensitive to the voice of God. Did you hear that? Praying in tongue. See, you hear better. That's why John said he was in the spirit. Now, a lot of times we think we're in the spirit. We're not in the spirit. We're in emotionalism. See? But when you could be, as sure as I tell you right here, if you pray in the spirit, you're in the spirit. You know why you're in the spirit? You're out of self. Self is the interruption from hearing God. Flesh, senses, surrounding. So that's why from the old school, even though they didn't pray in tongue, but they talk about getting lost in the spirit. Now, you never lost in the spirit, but you're lost. Are you following me? The problem is some of y'all don't want to get lost. Get lost. That sounds like I'm saying, get lost. Get out of my face. Get lost. Now, praying in tongue is fine-tuning your spirit. You got that? Fine-tuning your spirit, man, to be sensitive to the voice of God. I'm going to say three or four things about that. Now, listen very carefully. Pay attention to the ideals, concepts, and insights that flow to your mind from your spirit as you pray in tongues. Three things: ideals, concepts, and insight. Got it? I'm gonna read this over. Now listen. Pay attention to the ideals. Why? They're supernatural ideas. Concept, supernatural concept. That will cause you to conceive things, birth things that you never would have gotten no other way. Got it? Pay attention to the ideals, concepts, and insights that flow to your mind from your spirit as you pray in tongues. I'm not going to move over this. Are you listening to me? See, you don't just pray in tongues, don't pay attention. Ideals, concepts, and insights. We've missed a lot of inventions. If we would pray in spirit and pay attention to God, we'll run a ring around science. You know, it's got to be about your Father's business. Through these ideals, supernatural, through these concepts, and through this insight, listen, this is God giving you keys for your victory. Well, you can declare when one asks you what happened, God did it. I'm connected to Him. Listen now, tongue is not just talking to God, but it's Him talking to you, giving you insight and keys to your problem. Well, I need this. Any of y'all ever had a problem?
Yeah.
You never had a problem. I'm asking, when did you die? You know, one time, I sort of had this idea, you know, church folks don't have no problem. Just Jesus, Jesus. And man, I got stung. I said, good God Almighty. You sitting on utopia you are here. Yeah. It's a battlefield, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people, when they first come to church, they think, all right, it's all over. No, that's when the battle starts. But is when you can swing back. You're not the helpless, hopeless person you were before you accepted Christ, especially after the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Give me, this is what I think of. I'm going to give you a little analogy here. Give me 10 people baptized in the Holy Ghost and praying in tongues, and you can take the other 10,000 who not baptized, who not praying in tongues. You could do more with that 10 than 10,000. I see. And I give it the benefit of the doubt. Should have been lower than that. And so that's why it's so important that you take care of business. So what John did is he was in the Spirit on the Lord day, right? John accessed the realm of the Spirit by praying in tongues. Don't forget that. He accessed the realm of the Spirit by praying in tongues. And when he did, what happened? He heard the voice of the Lord. That happened to me thousands of times. Praying in tongues and hear the voice of the Lord. Many times around here, walk around here, hear the voice of the Lord. And sometimes the statement take me for months. Just, you know, complete rest. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord day and heard a voice, heard behind me a great voice as if a trumpet saying, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the first and the last. In case you didn't understand Alpha and Omega, I'm going to tell you the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches, and then the seven churches again. Now I say it here. John was not on vacation in this hour. He had some serious trouble, and he needed God to deliver him. Now, another thing now, class, you got to think about when you're reading the Bible, say like in Acts, I think Acts chapter 12, when they're about to kill one of the boys, and they're saving Peter after Easter, they're going to kill him. They had him in jail. But the Bible said the church prayed without ceasing. I think it's 1 Thessalonians 5:17 said, pray without ceasing. You can't pray without ceasing unless you pray in tongues. You will cease in the first 10 minutes. You're gonna run out. I did it many times. Or I say, oh, Lord, help me, help me, help me. Lord, your Lord, you're good. Lord, you're wonderful. You know, I just ran out. Any of y'all ever ran out? Who you? Yeah, you run out. I mean, you can talk a little while, but you ain't talking no hour and 2 hours. And you ain't gonna pray without no ceasing. So the Bible, what I'm saying is that the Bible don't state how they were praying. But you know from Acts 2, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So they were praying in the Spirit. Another reason you know they were praying in the Spirit, Peter got out, came to the door, they're still praying. God told him at the door, no, I'm up his hands, you kept praying. So it wasn't no confession they made, per se. They were praying in the Spirit, and the Spirit took over. Now, here's another thing. When you pray in the Spirit, a lot of things will be solved that you can't explain. A lot of things. You try to figure out how did it happen. A lot of things will be solved for you that you cannot explain. And that angel, the angel took that stuff off Peter, and Peter was sleeping too. In the middle of soldiers, and took him out. Peter thought it was a dream. And it wasn't like that. And we'll get to the, in this teaching, where when you're praying in tongues, there are moments you start talking angel in angel's tongue and start giving them commission to do certain things. Because in 1 Corinthians 13, it says, you speak with the tongues of angels. And undoubtedly, who got Peter out? So the angels had some kind of communication where Peter was. So I don't mind having a few angels working for me. And we're just in a wonderful position now. God, we're in a wonderful position. You know, people say, walk in love. We got to walk in love. That's fruit of the Spirit. We got to have compassion for one another. But by the same token, the Lord is teaching us how to walk in the supernatural. Accessing the spirit realm when you're praying in tongues. Opening yourself up so you can hear the voice of God. You will, listen to me, I'm going to make a statement. You will hear the voice of the Lord when you're in the spirit. John said he heard the voice of the trumpet, and Paul said that the trumpet prepare you for war and get you ready to fight your enemy. See, can you agree with this? Mark it like you want. A word from God. A word from God. A word from the Almighty. A word from God, and I just said it in another way, is worth more than 10,000 words from humankind. I had no idea. I just used that illustration. Give me 10 people and pray in the Holy Ghost, and I'd rather walk with them than 10,000 again. You can pastor a person better who accessing the spirit realm. Why? Because that person will know you're not perfect. And you're going to make mistakes, but they know your heart. They know you're going to come back and straighten it out if it's wrong. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about you. There's some of you all I know. You can make a mistake, but I know that you'll come back because you're spiritual enough to come back and get that thing straight. I've had people say something to me, and they turned right around and said, "Oh, Pastor, I shouldn't say that. I'm so sorry." I wouldn't have held them because I knew they were finally going to come back. See, can you grasp business? This is going to help you so much right here. She can just help you. God knows something about your problem that no one else knows. Hey! And let me use some broken language. You ain't gonna tell them either. There are certain things I don't want the preacher to pray for me. I don't want my prayer partner to pray for me. I need some help by myself, Lord, because they don't need to know this. So y'all better listen to me. Because they're gonna come. You don't want everybody to know all your business. I know we're buddy-buddy and we're sisters and brothers in Christ, but I don't want you to know everything happened in my house. Is that right? So you better learn to pray for yourself then. So God knows something about your problem that no one else knows. Now listen, I'm going to add something on to that now. He knows how to deliver you. And as you pray in tongues, he drops the answer into your spirit, and the rest is victory. You want an answer dropped in your spirit, you got to pray in the spirit. When you have an assignment or when you have to go somewhere that you know you're going to be trouble, take time, put the armor of God on. And above all, take the shield of faith. And when the fire dots start flying, none of them going to hit you. Matter of fact, they go back at the point who try to hit you with them. Put the armor of God on. All right? Oh, Lord, we all need this one. Well, turn to Proverbs 18. Oh, Lord, let all the members get this one. Hallelujah. Now, it's a death and life situation. That's why I wanted to read. I want you to look at it. Where's Proverbs? chapter Psalm, isn't it? Is that right? Proverbs 18. Are we getting anywhere?
Yes.
Proverbs 18:21. You know, James talked about this fellow too. He has to be controlled. All right. It says in 21, there's in life or in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof, right?
Yes,
praying in tongue assists you in bringing your natural tongue under control. So some dumb things you are going to say, after you pray in the spirit, you're not going to say those dumb things. That's true. So praying in tongue will be beneficial to you in your endeavor to control your tongue. You pray in tongue enough, you ain't going to gossip. And when you see one of your brothers in the ditch, you ain't going to kick them. Watch this. Death and life in the power of the tongue. Control your tongue and you'll control your life. You will love life and see good days. Refrain your tongue from evil. Peter said that, didn't he? Praying in tongue will keep you from profane, vulgar, and obscene communication. You won't have time to gossip about other people, tell dirty jokes, or be involved with any other filthy communication. And some Christian will cuss you out. And your mama too. And go on your job and cuss your boss out and tell him he said it. You said it. Because they don't have no control. They're Christian too. They love God, but they don't have the control. See, you're putting yourself in a position not to look down on nobody, but yet to be able to maintain a walk with God in the realm of the spirit. We all gonna make some mistakes sometimes. So what? Peter did. Called a young man from this church. I called him. I said, look, son, I haven't seen you. And in my spirit, you know, I don't call often. And then y'all got to get them life bearers back on the job, even though we not have, if people missing, they need to be contacted. You understand what I'm saying? And the Lord, while I was talking to the Lord, says, tell him that you're praying for him that his faith fail not. And his wife, too. And when they converted, strengthen their brother. And so that's all I've been praying. I don't know how long the Lord let me pray for him, but his faith failing. See, just because something not operating right, oh man, don't leave your church. Yeah, man, come get your word. Listen, class, I got a few more minutes. Praying in the spirit, or praying in tongue, or praying in another tongue, helps you develop intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Oh, that's precious to me. Huh? Intimacy with the Holy Spirit? You know who the Holy Spirit is? You know what the Holy Spirit can do in your life? You know what the Holy Spirit knows? He's a helper, he's a strengthener, he's a standby, he's a lawyer, he's an advocate. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Partnership with the Holy Spirit. Close to the Holy Spirit. Praying in tongue is God's method of bypassing the human mind in prayer and allowing spirit to spirit communion with God. Now, what I do with these points, in my prayer time, I have them around me. And I might read one and start praying. Until I get a witness, then I go to something else. through the avenue of praying in tongues. We can know God for ourselves in a personal and intimate way by His Spirit working from the inside of us. Are you listening? Hallelujah. Well, here's what the Message Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:2. If you praise Him in the private language of tongue, God understands you, but no one else does. For you are sharing intimacy just between you and Him. The 18th verse says, I'm grateful to God for the gift of praying in tongues that He gives us, that He gives us for praising Him, which lead to wonderful intimacies we enjoy with Him. I enter into this as much or more than any of you. Now, I love praying in the Spirit. Do you have an exciting flow all the time? No. But I still know Carol and my wife. Flow or no flow, she's still my wife. So in essence, me going nowhere else, I'm going to stay right here and pray in tongues. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. Another one? What? You ain't on no car lot. And that's why so many people get in trouble in the church and they're swapping wives and all this thing. Ministers do it too because they're not close enough in the Spirit to understand. This is not right. So here's a good way to say it. Praying in tongue is your private conversation with God. What it does, it creates an air of privacy between you and God. Listen up. When you're praying in tongue, your heavenly language, now you heard it, your heavenly language, right? You completely cut Satan off. He has no idea what you and God are talking about. And guess what? Y'all talking about him. What's going to happen to him in the next 25 minutes? He would love to know what you're saying, but he doesn't have a clue. Isn't that something? Now, you get down there and pray in English. Satan said, okay, Satan, he understands English. All right. You ever had a vision or had a project you were working on and told everybody what was going to happen? You know, you're going to get this house and get this place, and Satan run your mouth, and Satan heard it, and blocked that thing every way he could. Now you're all shame. Don't tell them. I've been through that. Come on, get your hand up and talk. Run your mouth. What you gonna do? And then none of it work out. Cause you done told the devil. You done told the demon. You block it. Boy, I'm gonna get that car. See that car? That I get it next week. The credit go bad in 40 seconds. This is some Joe Blow that does something mess you up, man. Just keep your mouth closed. Come riding down the street waving. Don't tell nobody nothing. I learned that the hard way, man. Just keep your mouth closed. So praying in the Spirit, I close, is a private conversation between you and your Heavenly Father. Now we'll start back off on our next session about tongue is deep calling the deep. Praying in tongue will give you access to revelation. We'll deal with it. Praying in tongue is part of the offensive of the armor of God. All right? If you think about it, I'm just hitting a few of those things to tell you. There's so much children. When we get this one, it's gonna change your life. Praying in tongues help synchronize us with the timing of God. See, God does not work by time. He works by timing. Hey, you got it? Got it? Yeah, so you trying to fuck it with God by time, you're gonna get all messed up. But by timing is the way God works. Got it? Got it. See, some of y'all thought you wasn't going to get it. Because you're watching the calendar and you're watching your watch. He deals in two areas, now and eternity. He's the eternal God. So he's been where you're trying to go. He just came back to get you. Y'all, a minute. All right, everybody. Lift your hand. Let's pray in tongues a few minutes.